the first love. I must have been at the time, and my uncle and aunt had taken me to Paris for a month's holiday. We were living at the house of Madame Dupont, a pleasant old house just outside Paris. Every day my aunt and uncle went out to see Paris, but after the first day or so I wasn't interested in sightseeing. All I wanted was to be left at home to sit in a corner of the big dining room or stay about the house and watch Madame Dupont going gaily about her household duties. She was a beautiful woman, the most beautiful I thought that I had ever seen, and when she smiled, and she often smiled, the whole world seemed brighter to me. But when she looked at me, I couldn't meet her gaze. I felt myself blushing to the roots of my hair, and I had to turn away to hide my confusion. I loved her. I couldn't help loving her, but I knew that I could never tell her so. At last I thought of a way. I would buy her the biggest bunch of violets that she had ever had. For a fortnight I stayed up almost every morning and shared beautiful. Then one afternoon I bought the violets, and with them in my hand, I went to the sitting room where she was doing something. Twice I went up to the door, and twice I tumbled. The third time I took all the violets in my hand, knocked at the door and went in. She looked up quickly from her work, and then, as she saw the violet, a smile came into her face. I blushed deeply, but couldn't say anything. I just pushed the violet into her hand. She looked down them from me and said, "Aren't they lovely? Thank you, uncle, very much."